Morning to you all and greetings in the precious name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Please turn with me as I bring a small exaltation meditation from Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Romans chapter 3, verse 20 to verse 28. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the foreknowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, His righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is the boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Loving, gracious Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, for this beautiful portion in the book of Romans. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank you for, Lord, for your peace in your Christ Jesus Christ, for being a substitute for us. Help us, Lord, as we meditate, that you may speak to our hearts and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. As we begin to meditate upon this portion, my key thought on this morning is, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested. Romans is a beautiful book, as many of us had the privilege of studying recently. And Romans 1:16-17 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is a power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Paul takes us to the power of God of salvation, that the gospel is the power of God of salvation. And therein is the righteousness of God is revealed. I was just pondering and wondering, what does that mean? Therein the righteousness of God is also revealed. And when I look back, and when you look back, when you heard the power of gospel, when it struck you, and the Spirit of God which convicted you and shown the power of the love of God which was revealed in your hearts, the forgiveness of God, the mercy of God. And there was one more thing the Lord revealed me that day, was the holiness of God. How God is holy. His righteousness. God is a righteous God. And there's no imperfection in Him. And we can come up with a few words with holiness. And I can only start up with, I'm not even worthy to speak to the holiness of God, because He's so holy and so righteous. We can only look at a few instances. Right in the beginning, as we heard today, we heard there were butterflies made. There were a few little things were made. But there's one thing God made in His beautiful image, was Adam. He made us in His holiness. And we know right in the beginning, when Adam was disobedient, one thing we lost is peace with God. This morning I had to scold little Joanna, because she didn't obey me. And we didn't have peace between each other until she came to me and said, sorry, Dad. Losing peace with God, restoring God's love back to God is a holy God. Look at Moses. And Moses wanted to see the glory of God. Show me the glory of God. God said to Moses, no man can see my face and shall live. One of the great prophet Isaiah, we read in chapter 6, when he was taken up to heaven, and he saw the glory of God, the robe of God which filled the temple. And when he saw the glory of God, Isaiah said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I could not stand. It was the same with John, who in Revelation, even in New Testament, he's the same God, yesterday, today, and forever. John just knelt down. The righteousness of God. When righteousness of God was revealed in my heart, that is when we know how far we have fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23 said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, not even one. James 2:10 says, if you have kept the law, and you have kept all the law, and you have broken one law once, you're guilty of all. That is the law. By law, no flesh can be justified, as we read in verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified. Paul was bringing the thought, neither Jews, neither Gentiles, neither Greek, all had to come to the foot of the cross. It is only at the cross any soul can be justified in Jesus Christ, who paid the penalty on the cross. The righteousness of God has now been revealed in Christ Jesus, in our hearts, in your hearts, and in my hearts. As we look into three things, he concluded in verse 28, that therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of law. Coming to faith in Christ Jesus was not by something I was good, my forefathers was good, and God chose me to come to that and come to faith, or it depended on your colors, or you did something good. We read in verse 22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Verse 24, but we are justified freely by His grace. Freely by His grace. We have been justified by faith. We have been justified freely by His grace. As Abraham, even in the Old Testament, the Lord's heart is the same heart. It is by faith. Abraham believed what God promised. He looked at the stars. As the number of the stars, one day he'll be blessed like this. Even the gospel was preached in Genesis. In his seed, all the nations shall be blessed. And today we acknowledge that. And Abraham believed in God. Even when he was hundreds years old, he remembered that promise. And he had a child, Isaac. In Romans chapter 4, we read, as Abraham believed in God, the righteousness was credited into his account. You read many words like imputed, reckoned, accounted, credited. What it means is something which belongs to someone is credited into your account. Something which belongs to someone has been credited to your account. In this case, the righteousness of Jesus Christ has been reckoned, has been accounted, has been imputed the day you believed in Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. The Bible says we have a new standing in the Almighty God. And it is beyond my imagination to think, is that how God declared me justice? God has declared you righteous in the sight of God because Jesus paid the sins. Though we may have Christ's righteousness in my heart, but you know what Jesus took? Jesus took my sins upon Himself. And that is a beautiful gospel. And there's no, that is truly, as the man said, salvation is just the beginning. And understanding of it will take days and days. It's such a great salvation our God has given us through His beautiful Son, Jesus Christ. Let's read Psalm 32 and we shall go to the worships. Book of Psalm, chapter 32. Psalms chapter 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the draught of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I hid not. I said, I confess my transgressions unto thee, O Lord, and thou forgavest me the iniquity of my Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in the time when you mayest be found. Surely the flood of God, great waters, they shall not come high upon unto him. Blessed is those whose transgressions are forgiven. We know the story of David, who had many failures. But one thing this man had was to have faith in the mercies of God. When he did not come to God, he says here, how I was burdened, how I was heavy. Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. My yoke is light. And this has been a beautiful story in our life. His righteousness has been imputed in our lives. So brothers and sisters, I leave it with your thought. As 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So who had no sin, he made him sin, that we might have the righteousness of God in him. And Romans chapter 5 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access by faith unto grace, unto this grace, where we stand and rejoice in hope of glory of God. By the grace of God, we have peace with God today. And we stand with a new standing, as remember, as Franny Crosby had the assurance, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And she knew that Lord has played, we have been justified by the blood, we've been justified by faith, we've been justified freely by his grace. May the Lord help us to rejoice in this great blessing.